great. You know, it's hard at points, but, you know, you know you're in the right place.
What do you mean by that?
There's so much need, and this is something that where we are in the position to move the right thing to the right place at the right time, and that's exactly what people in the Philippines need right now.
And specifically, what is the mission of AmeriCares in the Philippines?
We're here to meet the immediate health needs of disaster survivors and work to restore primary health care. That's our mission in the first couple days and weeks of any type of response.
So, Kate, where have you been? And maybe you can tell us a little bit of what you've seen.
I'm here in Manila right now, and we're working to coordinate with other organizations, both government and other international and local organizations. And I've also been to some of the most devastated parts of the Philippines, particularly in the island of Samar, which is where the storm first made impact. Some of the things that we're seeing are people who are in just desperate need of basic medicines and medical supplies. In one of the communities we were in, we spoke with a man who was repairing his home and in that process, he had cut his finger. And the way that he bandaged it was with a wrapper and a rubber band. So not having a basic Band-Aid is something that's pretty common in some of these most devastated areas. I made a visit to one of the only open hospitals in Tacloban, and the most common reasons people are seeking consultations are for wound care, acute respiratory infections, and then basic fever, headache are some of the most common things that we're seeing.
Now, in a situation like this, something small could turn into something big, medically speaking, right?
It absolutely can, and that's one of the reasons we're focused on moving things very quickly to those who need it so their conditions don't exacerbate, and it's something that's much more critical.
So, Kate Duschino, every disaster is different. What makes this particular relief effort uniquely challenging?
This is some of the most devastating circumstances that I've personally seen in any disaster situation, and all of our hearts go out to those who have suffered in the Philippines. Some of the things that are most complex about this circumstance are the logistics. The Philippines are multiple islands to begin with, and then adding shortages of fuel and debris in roads are just making the situation more complex.
Does it make it hard to bring large shipments to the affected areas?
It absolutely does. AmeriCares has logistical expertise, and we've been working in the Philippines for more than 25 years. And we've been actually lucky to move shipments and staff by air, by sea, and also by truck. So we've been able to get most needed equipment and supplies into some of the most devastated areas that are hard to reach.
Kate, maybe you can give us a glimpse into how the people of the Philippines are starting to recover. Are you starting to see some hopeful signs that people are trying to get their lives back together?
The Philippines people are extremely resilient. In some of the communities that we've been in, you can see that they've taken proactive steps and are not waiting for help by finding scraps of debris and starting to rebuild their homes to get them simply out of the elements. But one thing that we're concerned about is having a false sense of security. So while we're seeing movement towards rebuilding, we know that there's lots more aid that's needed in the weeks and months to come.
I just want to get a glimpse, Kate, if you could, and just maybe you could tell me what your next few days are going to be like.
So there's coordination meetings happening in Manila and in other areas that are most impacted. And we're going to be traveling out to the field to make sure that our medicines and supplies that we're sending are getting to those in need.
You know, we've been hearing word about, some dangerous situations for NGOs. Has the AmeriCares workers been safe so far?
Safety is the utmost precaution. And we have local partners here, for example, that we've been working with, and they've taken the utmost steps to ensure that we're, you know, in convoys with military efforts and have enough fuel on hand and have enough food and water to be fully self-sufficient, because that's something that we don't want to create an extra burden on those who are responding, but we want to make sure that we take care of ourselves in the process.
Well, Kate Duschino, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.